Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Malaking bahagi ng kulturang Pilipino at ng pamilyang Pilipino ang musika. Maaring ang iba ito ay isang libangan lamang, pero sa iba ito ay daan para sa karera.
Sa unang bahagi ng ating panayam kay Pixie Minerva at kanyang mommy na si Josephine, kung saan ibinahagi nila ang pagsisimula sa musika ni Pixie na isang 13-year-old mula sa Central Coast, New South Wales.
Makakasama natin sa programa ngayong umaga ang 13-year-old turning 14 na isang singer-songwriter, Pixie Minerva, kasama ang kanyang mommy na si Josephine Minerva. Welcome to SBS Filipino.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Hi.
Pixie, I've said in my intro that music is part of the Filipino culture as well as for most Filipino families. Music is an everyday thing for most Filipinos. But for you, you're 13 years old right now. But when did music start for you?
I've always had music like a part of my life because my mom would always play music to me when I was about, 2 years old? And I started singing around that age too. And I'd also do ukulele, though. It wasn't like any chords or anything. I was just messing around. But yeah, music started really early for me.
Mm. Is it because your mom and dad sings at home?
My dad does sing at home. My mom sometimes sings. She can sing. She's just too shy. And my dad is he can sing. Yeah.
He loves to sing.
Yeah, he's big karaoke man.
Mommy, I know for most Filipinos nga mahilig tayo sa music and we've been talking about this off air na ikaw mismo mahilig ka sa music pero you also had a background some music back in the Philippines. Can you share that with us?
Okay, not really professional background. I'm going to say that I had just been in a high school band, that's all, and then just basic guitar and everything. But I just really kept loving listening to music on different types. And when I had Pixie, or before even Pixie, I've always been playing music in the house. So I guess I would say that really played a big part, exposing her to music, yeah.
Importante yun, no? Yung exposure to music. And I know Pixie took some voice or music lessons before.
That's true.
Yeah, singing lessons.
So when she was around, was it 7, 9?
I think I started 8.
Eight-ish. Okay. When we moved to the Central Coast, we met Miss Jun Young, really good, great vocal coach that we miss now because she's moved to Brisbane. Mm. But over the years, Pixie had been under her wing and giving her all the foundation that she needs. And it's been really helpful.
Mm. Yeah. And mm-hmm. over the years, when did you realize that you wanted to pursue music? I mean, from playing around with your ukulele and singing at home and pursuing music and sing for other people?
I think it was around the time when I was still doing like singing lessons. And that was when I realized I can sing. I want to do this. I want to be a superstar. That was 9-year-old me. And then, it pretty evolved much from there.
Mm. And when did you start writing your own songs?
Well, that was when I was 12. So not that long ago, I think just about a year ago, that's when I wrote my first refined, more proper song. Though I actually really started writing silly songs when I was, 7. Yeah.
We have a video of that.
Silly songs.
Don't dig for that.
Mommy, I know that Pixie is homeschooled from the very start ng pag-aaral niya, no? Does it give you more freedom for her to pursue music kasi homeschooled siya?
Yeah, definitely. It's been very flexible for us. That was the main point why we actually decided to homeschool, why I decided to go through that pathway.
Mm.
And it has given us more time to pursue what she likes doing. So we still focus on academics a bit, but we are very flexible. And for example, if there's something that she want to learn, she can just have all the time she needs. So that is still a big part right now.
But with you, Pixie, I know there's so much freedom in doing homeschooling, but Did you also want to go to school at some point? Because it's quite different. I know for other kids who go to regular school, it's quite different when you go to school, see friends, see your classmates, compared to being at home doing your studies or going to places.
Well, yeah, there was like a time bit early on. You know, being an only child, I didn't have siblings other than a little dog. And so I kind of wanted to, like, I was really curious to, like, see what school was like and, you know, like, go to classes with friends and stuff and, like, be with them, like, every day. Though we were planning that I was going to do school, like, when I was a bit older, maybe something like college. And, like, have, like, these younger ages just, like, homeschooled. And that's when I found, like, homeschool meetups, like, our own, like, homeschool community. And I realized I could also see my friends, like, there, like, almost every day. And I'm pretty fine with that. And I had fun with that.
You mentioned about homeschooled meetups. That means you see your friends who are also doing homeschooling, isn't it?
Yes, it's very fun. One of the things I do outside of music is roller skating. And there's this homeschool meetup where every Wednesday we go to the skate park. And yeah, that's my main socializing part of my life.
She's pretty socialized. She's got a lot of social circles. So, I mean, we've been lucky in Central Coast because we found a homeschool community. And of course, we have our Filipino community as well. So it's pretty well-rounded with mixing with different friends.
Yeah, I also have friends who go to school as well.
Yeah.
But is there a challenge for you? Because mahirap yun. How do you set up the lessons for her?
Okay, good question. I don't set up the lessons for her.
Because there's a curriculum or template that you can use, isn't it, for those who are homeschooling?
Yes. So from the very beginning, do you want to say something?
Khan Academy.
Oh. She's using different resources. Over the years, we've used different, and then lately, we have online stuff, but they're still aligned with Australian curriculum. That's a good thing because we are flexible with it. And yearly or every 2 years, we do have a renewal of the registration, part of the process of homeschooling in connection with NESA, National NESA. Education okay. Standards thing. Yeah, so we kind of, no, not really, I guess required, yeah. So that we can make sure that the student or the kid itself is following through. But we have all the flexibility, whatever resource we use. As long as, for example, at this stage, she should know division of four digits or something.
I'm intelligent.
So she's hopefully smart enough to know all these other things.
I know my ABCs.
But what are the challenges? Because sabi mo nga, there are resources that you can use online or through the Department of Education. Pero syempre, may challenge yon para sa'yo, although Pixie is an only child.
Yeah. Well, do you mean academically challenged or how to teach her?
All around in general, at home.
Okay, so far the challenge that I can think of, but this was last year maybe or the other year, when she will get stuck with math and like, okay.
You can't help me.
I'm not so good at math. My husband is, but then he's busy with work. So shout out to the husband who's been really working hard to support the homeschooling journey as well. So yeah, I think that the academic part, I did tell Pixie, if you get stuck somewhere, if we have to find a tutor, we will. But somehow for now, she said she's pretty okay. We've found good resources, that these YouTube tutorials that will teach them how to solve stuff, whatever. And we also go to actually like workshops. So there's different style things like that are available that we can go in.
And as long as you're enjoying it, isn't it, Pixie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you love about the homeschooling?
The flexibility. There's a lot of freedom in my schedule to do a lot of stuff. I can also do my lessons like anywhere. Mm-hmm. I can like I had lesson books and like I could bring them to the beach and like it would make math seem almost fun.
And I know that when you went back to the Philippines before, you also did some studying at home, isn't it?
A little bit. Not really. She's on vacation. But yeah. I would say life as it is, living it as it is already a lesson in itself. So we probably hit many different marks of education there, like living by experience, I guess. Yeah.
And you're starting a career now while you're homeschooling with your
music. Do we call it a career now? Not really yet.
Small steps, they say. Small steps.
Like, share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.